This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
December 7th, 1941, we remember on What's On Your Mind. And I've been amazed today at the amount of people saying, it's not in the paper, it's not. Play a little bit of that call you just got, Todd, from somebody during the break about this lack of coverage that's out there. Go ahead and roll this. I forget the lady's name if we even know it, but roll that.
I got up. I missed the local news, but I watched national news. And I had Plague Radio on. I read my newspaper. No mention of Pearl Harbor Day, except for Steve Hallstrom mentioned it and now Scott Hannon. You go online and USA Today has a great big article about Pearl Harbor. Why isn't it in our newspaper? And why isn't it on our TV? Did we have it last year under Obama, who's an anti-American, anti-patriotic, Muslim-loving president? And now that we have the great Donald Trump as our president, who's extremely patriotic, loves our country, our flag, our anthem, our democracy, our rule of law, our military, our cops, now we can't have the holidays? I don't get it. We can't associate these great sacrifices and with President Trump? Is that what it is? It's for all Americans. Shame on all the news, local news, and our newspaper for not recognizing it. And thanks to Flag Radio for recognizing it. It's for all Americans, not just the left or the right, but for all, to remember the huge sacrifices that we live in the greatest country on earth, United States of America. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you very, very, very much for that. Gary in Jamestown, I have 1 minute for your Pearl Harbor comments. Real quick, go ahead if you would. Our guest is waiting here, and it's a good one. You're going to like him. So, Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Yes, I'm 61 years old, and what I'd like to remember about Pearl Harbor is the old saying, it's not how many times you fall down, it's whether you get up or not. And that's what probably could be in a way celebrated was the ability of the United States to repair those ships. If you go and look on Wikipedia, you can see the names of all the ships that were damaged, and most of them were repaired. And the best example was the USS California, which was actually sunk at Pearl Harbor. But the ingenuity that was used to raise it, they actually, I believe they had to take sheet piling from a private construction job, probably much to the chagrin of that owner, to build a cofferdam to patch that ship up so it could go to Bremerton, Washington for permanent repairs to make it the equivalent of the most modern battleship the Navy had then, which was a South Dakota class. So, you know, they upgraded it with radar, with advanced anti-aircraft, with better underwater protection. And you look at the before and after pictures, it was a beautiful ship.
Gosh, and I know that we think about that ingenuity. That's the American spirit defined, Gary. So well said. I really appreciate. What's that?
There's one more thing I'd like to add. If you go on Wikipedia under the USS California, the Navy captain in charge of the salvage operation then was originally from Washburn. And I mean, he was later promoted to an admiral, probably in Korea or Vietnam. But if you look at some of those pictures, there's a destroyer that looked like it was just completely, they took a picture of it at the time there was an explosion on it. I can't remember the name, but that ship was actually repaired either in, you know, it made it to the mainland either in San Francisco or Puget Sound Naval Shipyard in Bremerton, Washington.
I can't tell you how glad I am you're called, Gary. I really can't. And I wish I had more time to hear more of the story, but you've told us where to look it up, and I'm glad you did. Great point, and yet again, a North Dakotan in the middle of it. Love it. Tom Homan is the head of ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement. What's this organization all about, Tom?
Back after September 11th, they created the agency, Two Legacy, U.S. Customs and U.S. Immigration, the Nationalization Service, to create ICE. So in ICE, we have two separate, distinct divisions of enforcement. We have Homeland Security Investigations, like kind of our criminal investigative division that does weapons smuggling, narcotics, human trafficking, weapons of mass destruction that goes south of technology, that goes to countries not supposed to go, countries, child predators. They do a lot of very important work. And gang enforcement is very important. The other side house, enforcement move operation, that's kind of our civil enforcement side house. These are the folks that look for those in the country illegally. We detain them and we remove them, so we enforce the immigration laws.
You are the acting chief right now, waiting Congress and nominee to be in that post. And I saw an interview you did recently with the Fox News Channel where you talked about your career there. So am I right? You've been around for six different presidents in this line of work?
Yes, sir. I started my immigration enforcement career in Border Patrol in 1984 under then President Ronald Reagan. So I've worked for six presidents. There's those folks on the left that don't like what I say, like what I do, and they claim I'm an Obama holdover, but I'm a Ronald Reagan holdover. I've worked for six presidents, and by far this president has done more for border security and public safety than any six presidents I've worked for. It's proven on the numbers we released yesterday.
So I want to talk about those numbers, but first just tell me big picture, you know, how were we doing it under the previous five presidents compared to how we're doing it now? What are some concrete examples where you say, by far, this isn't even close, this president has done more for border security than public safety than the previous five guys in that job? What's the evidence of that?
Okay, let's talk about border security. Illegal crossings under President Trump since January is at a 45-year low. Now, that's not a coincidence. That's because this president takes border security seriously. He has empowered the U.S. Border Patrol, where I started my career. The fine men and women of Border Patrol, he's empowered them to enforce law. He's empowered ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, and my officers inside the country to enforce law by sending a clear message. If you're lucky enough to get by the Border Patrol and you get into the interior of the United States, you're not home free. ICE is going to be looking for you. In the past decade, especially the past 8 years, they weren't a priority for apprehension or for location. Unless they were a convicted criminal, we find them in a county jail, they weren't a priority. So this president has changed that. He says a rule of law means something. We're going to force the laws on the books enacted by Congress, and we're going to do it without apology.
That's pretty amazing. As you say, those numbers tell the difference. So what's different? I mean, in the way of hard assets and things you're using to deploy, obviously the president's, you know, I don't want to say rhetoric because that's negative, his campaign, and now as president, his factual statements on his approach to this are very, very different. There's no question about that. But can words move those numbers, or is it hard assets that's doing this?
It's both. Look, we need to send a clear message. It's like if we look at what ICE has done, we look at interior enforcement, right? Under the last administration, President Obama, you can be in the country illegally, enter the country illegally, which is a crime in itself. We need to make that straight because that's something we haven't been allowed to talk about in the last decade. Entering this country illegally is a crime. It's violation 8 U.S.C. 1325. It's the United States Code. So it is a crime to enter this country illegally. Under the last administration, you can enter illegally. If you're lucky enough to get by the Border Patrol, and end up in a county jail because you're arrested for a crime. ICE was not even allowed to place a detainer on them unless they were convicted of the crime. That has changed. Another thing that's changed is under the last administration, this country spent billions of dollars on border security, whether it's a border patrol, detention beds, immigration court, district courts, my officers, billions of dollars on border security. So if someone comes in the country illegally and they want their day in court and they go see an immigration judge and they go see the appeals court after that and they get a final order of removal, that means a judge has determined, no, you can't stay, you must leave. Those people did not comply with those orders and went into the wind, became fugitives. Under the last administration, they weren't a priority. What this administration has done, one of the big reasons the numbers on the border are down, because we said, look, If you want to be a part of this great nation, you need to respect its rules. You can't have it both ways. You can't violate the laws of this country and want to be a part of it. Second of all, great taxpayer expense, if we give you a day due in court and you get a final decision, that decision needs to mean something or there's no integrity in the system. So you can come here and hold out court for 4 or 5 years to have a USC kid, and in the past administration, that's, you know, if you have a USC child, say we don't want to separate families. Look, they knew they're in the country illegally. They chose to have a USC citizen child. That doesn't give them amnesty from law enforcement. That doesn't mean all of a sudden the law means nothing to them. This president says we're going to hold it to the letter of the law. If you enter this country legally, you get a fine order, we're going to remove you. And by saying that, and by doing what we're doing, and we're actually doing that, we have sent a clear message to other countries around the world. You cannot violate the laws of this country. You cannot enter this country legally and be okay with that. I made a statement when I testified a few months ago on the Hill that, you know, if you're in the country legally, you need to be concerned. You need to look over your shoulder. That's the way it's supposed to be. When you violate the laws of this country, you should be concerned, just like you and I would be concerned if we went down a highway 100 miles an hour. We're going to be worried we get a speeding ticket. When you enter this country legally, you should be looking over your shoulder because you violated the laws of this country.
Unbelievable. Tom, hold tight. Take a break. Come back with more. Tom Homan is the acting director of ICE right now, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And I don't know about you, but I love hearing this as someone that's been there for a long time doing this line of work. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Once on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon with Todd the Radio God Mitchell, Senator John Homan at the bottom of the hour. Any questions you have on the tax bill? What's in it? Why? Can you fix this? Can you fix that? Bring him on. He's in the middle of this discussion about getting this ultimately out of the conference committee and to the president's desk very soon. We'll have an update coming up. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. They got a busy day. About 400 acres will be auctioned coming up here in not too long, but 40 minutes in Mercer County at the Baymont Inn in Mandan. If you go over to the Baymont Inn in Mandan, you just might get one heck of a deal on about 400 acres in Mercer County. Find out more details at Pipers.com. And also later today in McCluskey, a free Midwest farmland seminar. They do a great job with these. John Silver over there will have that one going, so check that out, too, online. And then a written bid lease tomorrow, so about 800 acres in Clay County. A lot of things going on. Pipers.com. Calling for a catalog, 877-700-4099. More of our extraordinary conversation with Tom Holman, the head of ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. Not sure why he's not on 60 Minutes, the Evening News, New York Times, and, you know, Washington Post, because this stuff should be out there about the dramatic drop in border crossings by illegals. ICE handles the interior. Customs Border Patrol, CBP, handles the border. My next question, Tom, is how are we doing on the border? We're a border state. We have listeners all across that border. How are they doing in the way of enforcement there, knowing what you know?
They're taking the border seriously, both the southern and northern border. Of course, anything, you know, we got to prioritize what they do. So they got to go and attack the fires where the fires are currently burning, and that's down in, you know, South Texas. Even though it's under better control, and it has been in many, many years, they still have some issues down there. The northern border has gotten the attention of this administration. I actually traveled to the northern border just less than a month ago to look at operation up there myself. I grew up on the northern border. I actually grew up 20 minutes south of Canada in upstate New York, so I'm very familiar with the concerns of the northern border. I grew up there. I've lived it. So I can tell you that my officers assigned to the border states are working very closely with CBP to step up enforcement, not only on the border, but in the interior of the United States for those employers that knowingly hire illegal aliens and drag them into acts as a magnet for illegal immigration. Sanctuary cities, I'm taking that on hard without apology. If, you know, if there is no such thing as a sanctuary city, in my opinion. That's not the America I grew up in. If you're in this country illegally and you're in a county jail, we should have full access to that jail. We ought to be able to put our hands on that person and remove them not only from the community that they victimized, but from the United States. So I'm shoulder to shoulder with Customs and Border Protection on both the southern border and more recently on the northern border. We're looking at very closely now.
Last question for you. You mentioned those numbers earlier, and they're positive. To keep that momentum, no matter who is president, is a wall necessary? Is the wall the final piece to give us the border security and public safety we need in the U.S.?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people who say, well, you guys have been so successful this year, you don't really need a wall. No, listen, they built the wall. I started my career in a border patrol. They built the wall in San Diego. The illegal crossings dropped dramatically. They built it in Tucson. It went down. They built it in El Paso. It went down. Every place they've invested money in a barrier, it has dropped illegal migration significantly, 100% of the time. So it's proven its worth. So why would we not want to do that? What is the cost you're going to put on public safety and national security? It's a great plan. We need to follow through on it. We've made some great strides this year, but we need more. We need a border wall. We need additional resources. President Trump asked for 10,000 more ICE officers. We need them. We need changes in policy. We need to hold sanctuary cities accountable to act as an enticement for other people to come to this country to go hide out in a sanctuary city. And even if you get arrested by the local PD for a serious crime, like just happened in San Francisco, they're not going to work with ICE. What this country has become in these sanctuary cities is unbelievable to me, that a federal law enforcement officer can't walk in a county jail and put their hands on somebody not only in the country illegally and committed that crime, they committed a crime against a citizen of this country. They should be game for us to go in there and put our hands on and remove them. So we sent a series of policy requests up to the Hill a few weeks ago. Again, some of those reporters said, well, the White House is asking for this anti-immigrant policy changes in exchange for DACA. No. This was career law enforcement guys, myself, the head of Border Patrol. We sat down. We authored these things ourselves. Based on our decades of experience, what more do we need to make this border as safe as we can and protect the American citizen living in this country?
Yeah, wow, incredible. I could talk to you all day long. I'm just going to squeeze in one more question. Why is there that level of thinking? I'm with you on the sanctuary city thing. It defies common sense.
to sit here and say, you know, we're going to take this person we know to be illegal and say you can't touch them. It just defies. I mean, it makes no sense. Is that, and is the pushback against the wall and against what you're doing, is that the swamp with ulterior motives of more voters, or what's behind that way of thinking?
It's a couple of things, right? These politicians are clearly putting their political ambitions ahead of public safety. They're making a political decision here. I think some of it is anti-Trump rhetoric, right? They don't like the success we're having. They don't like, you know, this Trump presidency. But I tell you, as a law enforcement officer who's been doing this for going on 34 years, this president's making sense when it comes to public safety and border security. He's made more sense than anybody I've worked for. So, you know, I think it's a political decision these cities make, and they sell it. It's a lie what they sell. They sell, we're a sanctuary city because we don't instill fear in the immigrant community. We want to protect the immigrant community. Let me tell you a little hidden secret they don't want to talk about. If I can't arrest a bad guy in the privacy and security of a jail, which is a lot safer for my officers than knocking on the door later to arrest these people, if I can't arrest them in jail, my job is to arrest them. So I'm going to have to go to a neighborhood, to their homes, to their place of business to arrest them. And when I do that, I'm going to find other illegal aliens that weren't even on my radar, but now they're on my radar. They're in front of us. We're going to arrest them. So these sanctuary city policies they claim protect the immigrant community, they put them at greater risk for arrest because we're going to find these people. And I made that perfectly clear, but you won't hear these politicians address that. They know I'm right. They know it's a big lie. This is about their own political ambitions. And to put their political ambitions ahead of the safety of the people that put them in office is a shame.
And I will also say, your comments about President Trump having done more for border security and public safety than any of the six presidents you've worked for, the history, the knowledge, the institutional knowledge you have, being able to make that statement as acting chief of ICE and deputy director is pretty extraordinary. And I've seen it in one place, Fox News Channel. Very, very little media coverage. They're just as bad. They play the exact same game. And look, people need to know that to be able to make decisions. And much of this is not out there, which is why we wanted to have you on today. And I do really appreciate you giving us a couple
of minutes. Let me add just one more thing, sir, if I could. You know, the numbers released yesterday, good. I know some media coverage today saying, well, Trump was wrong. You know, deportations under his leadership are down. And they are down overall. First of all, deportation of people we arrested in the interior up. The border deportations are down because the border is under better security. It's under better control, and it's been in 45 years. That's a good story. That's a success. But some of these media will turn that around and saying Trump's not doing a good job. The reason there's less deportation on the border is because there's less people coming in based on his policies and his leadership. But they don't spin it that way. They spin it the way they want to spin it. So, you know, I'm glad to be talking to you and other people, get the truth out, and let the American taxpayers know that we're hard to work with, and they got a president that cares about the safety of this country.
We appreciate you. We do, and every single member of ICE trying to do the Lord's work with what you're doing. Again, just upholding the Constitution and saying we have rules, follow them. Thanks so much, and our best to everybody on Team ICE.
All right, thank you, sir.
Tom Homan, the acting director, the deputy director of ICE. There's a guy you want on the wall, huh? Did you hear what he said? Do you listen to that? Oh, my gosh. Do you get that anywhere else? Do you get that in any kind of mainstream media? He's even saying sanctuary cities aren't bad, because they arrest illegals. If you force me not to get them in a jail, I got to go get them. I'll get more illegal, immigrants. An incredible story, I thought. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Senator John Homan on the tax bill. Your questions for him when we continue. Don't go away.
0550.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Don't we need guys like Tom Holman on the wall, Todd? What am I talking about when I say you want me on that wall, you need me on that wall? Anybody remember anything ring a bell with that?
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of, actually. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Jack.
Who could forget that speech?
I know, and it's true. I always thought of it whenever I heard Dick Cheney speak. And I see Don Rumsfeld right now is out defending of President Trump. Don Rumsfeld was one of those kind of guys. You just need on that wall. You just need on that wall, you know?
If only Nathan wouldn't have done the code red, we'd be great. But
Yeah, exactly right. By the way, the FBI director, a fellow by the name of Christopher Wray, is being grilled right now by the House Judiciary Committee. Another guy we're like on that wall is Steve King, because he's not afraid to, take on the swamp when necessary. Let's just listen to a little bit of what he's asking right now while we wait for Senator Hoban.
Awesome, I appreciate that. I'd like to follow up with this, that there's a report that there are investigations going on 27 potential leakers within the FBI. And I want to also ask if the unmasking that was ordered by the executive branch of government that took place shortly before the election, I'll say September, October 2016, and on throughout the transition period till the inauguration of, and even beyond perhaps, of President Trump, has any investigative committee in Congress had access to the full list of those unmasking requests, and how much of that is classified?
Congressman, I don't know what access committees have had to unmasking requests, specific committees. I'd be happy to have my staff take a look at that. I will say that unmasking requests get made not just by parts of the intelligence community, but by congressional committees themselves often ask for unmasking so that they can digest the information. A lot of times concerns, legitimate concerns about unmasking are really almost more about, to me, a problem that I take very seriously, which is leaks of information. And that's something that we have now a dedicated unit since I've taken over that's focused specifically on that. We've also recently issued a new media policy that clamps down and tightens up the rules.
Yeah. Get going on it, Christopher Wray. Get going on it. That place looks pretty rogue to me, despite leadership appointed by President Trump. Anyway, wanted to let you know that news is going on today, too. Al Franken is going to take to the Senate floor in a little bit as well, so a lot happening. In the meantime, Senator Hovind is here, and we had the good pleasure of chatting with him earlier in the week. Had more time, more questions, and more of your calls than we had time for, so we welcome those as well today at 800-228-0550, 258-0550, or text us. Me at 367-2054, Todd at 226-8503. Senator Hovind, welcome back.
Hey, Scott, good to be with you. And, of course, this is Pearl Harbor Day, so we want to acknowledge all of our veterans, not only from World War II, but from all the wars and all who serve, whether it's wartime or peacetime, that stand up for our country. And nobody does a better job than our men and women in uniform and our veterans.
We have a mutual friend, John Trandum, who I'd forgotten about this story, but it's in the Star Tribune, actually wrote about this, about an amazing story, and you probably know about this, but John says a little wistful on this day, but for the horrific events at Pearl Harbor, you wouldn't be here, because his paternal grandmother's first husband was killed on Pearl Harbor, and when his uncle was a baby, he never met his son. So his grandma went on to marry John's grandpa, and then his father was born in 1948, and his grandma every year would get a call from John on Pearl Harbor Day and was always very emotional about that decades after the fact. It's just amazing that the amount of things from this day that lived in infamy that touched people everywhere to this very day, and that's a prime example, and it's an important day that we remember, because it seems
I think we all have stories. My grandfather at that time had four kids and a ranch and a dental practice in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And he's 43 years old. And after Pearl Harbor, he enlisted. With all that going on, 43 years of age, he enlisted in the Navy. And then he served aboard the USS San Francisco and was in most of the major naval engagements, in the Pacific Theater, Okinawa, Iwo Jima, pretty much all of them. And the ship took heavy damage, and he lost a lot of his hearing as a result of that. But America's greatest generation, and we remember him.
We sure do. One quick question on sort of the drama happening in the Senate today ahead of the tax stuff. Al Franken has been under some scrutiny for obvious reasons. There were, until yesterday, six accusers that had come forward. Most of the Democratic caucus had defended him and talked about an ethics investigation, and then the seventh comes, and all of a sudden we got him piling on now, a couple dozen or whatever it is. Is this principle that they are deploying in asking for Franken to resign, or is this politics in a way now to say, okay, well, we've done this, so now when are you going to do that, and this sort of gamesmanship? Which is it?
Well, I think in the case of Senator Franken, he's admitted to, sexual harassment. And I think what you're going to see is that today he'll resign. And obviously, it's a serious issue, and we have to treat it as such and just do the best we can to make sure that whether it's in government or business or anywhere else, that the workplace is a safe place and that people respect each other.
CNN is now reporting that he will resign today, and nobody's known for sure what he would say on the Senate floor when he speaks, but as you say, it sounds like that might be the case. Just seems like a lot of politics going on behind it here, which is nothing new in that town. But we'll continue to sort of sort this out any way we can. But I'd watch for that, folks. And also, whenever you hear the term zero tolerance, please respond with, was there zero tolerance when Bill Clinton was defended by the left? They seem to have a different standard depending on who's president. So it is pretty interesting. So where are we at on the conference committee and the tax bill? Kind of give us an update on the time on where things are at.
Well, yesterday I was down on the floor working, and we had a number of votes, but by the end of the day, we voted to advance the bill to conference. So that was another important step. So we're now setting up the conference committee with the House, and we're on track to do what you and I talked about, and that's get the best product we can, get the best bill we can, and have it passed before year end.
Jeff in Fargo has a question for Senator Hovind. 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for what you do for the state and for the country. Morning, Jeff. Question on. Good morning. Thank you. Question about tax reform. Is it possible to do a consumption tax and be done with income tax altogether, or is that too much to ask for?
Yeah, I mean, that's not what we've got here. What we've got here.
Well, I realize that.
Yeah. That would take a lot of work because, as with anything, you know, this is a big country of 300 plus million people, and you have to build grassroots supports for whatever you do. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about what the American people want, not what people elected to office want. It's what the American people want. And so the key is you'd have to spend enough time to build grassroots support for that, and then ultimately maybe something like that could be passed. If there's broad-based support for it. What we're doing, of course, is tax relief and taking the current tax system and trying to simplify it, reduce taxes, and make it pro-growth to combine with our regulatory relief and get the economy growing. And so that people not only benefit with by paying less taxes, but that their wages and income go up.
Answer your question, Jeff.
Sort of.
So to your question, Jeff, I think you'd have to get something like that done. You'd have to build grassroots support across the country. In other words, you'd have to have support throughout the public saying, hey, that's a better way to go, and that's something we want. It would take kind of work, I think.
Sure. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Jeff. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. A couple of things we've gotten again and again is the graduate student deal, the elimination of the deduction of grad students who get tuition waivers. And then that being counted as income. We had various debates on that. Some people think, what in the world? Why wouldn't it be income? It is income. It should get taxed on it because they're getting a benefit. Other people say, no, that's something you do to have them go through the process. So, it sort of depends on your history there. But what's your take on whether or not that's an appropriate part of this legislation?
I think they won't get taxed. I mean, the whole point is we're trying to simplify the code. We doubled the standard deduction. We doubled the child tax credit. We reduced the rate. So the whole point is if you're a graduate student and you get a tuition waiver, you're probably not knocking down a big salary, right? You're not making a few hundred thousand dollars or you wouldn't, have that concern. So the whole point is they should be in a situation where they're not paying tax. So, and remember, we restored the deduction for student loan interest if you have a student loan debt. So I think the reality is when you look, and again, that's right, we have to continue to make sure people understand. You can look at any one deduction or something like that, but what you really have to look at is overall, are you better off and are you going to pay less tax? So I really think a graduate student in that situation is going to find that they don't pay tax.
All right, let's see what's next here. We have a bunch. Ask Senator Hovind for us, please, how the new tax bill affects farmers and ranchers and their deductions, specifically interest on loans, depreciation, capital purchases like equipment. Is this bill going to hurt us?
No, it's going to really benefit them because they continue to not only have their deductions for interest expense and property tax, both of which are big ones for farmers, so they'll continue to have those. In addition, if they're set up as a pass-through, they get a 23% reduction in actually what's taxed as far as their income. The rates will be lower, and we improved, you and I talked about it, we doubled the unified credit with step-up in basis, so to help them avoid the death tax. And then the other thing is the investment rules are very good for farmers and small business. For the first 5 years, you can deduct or you can expense your capital and equipment purchases. That phases down over the next 4 years, but even still on a permanent basis, we have Section 179, which means that you can expense up to $2 million in equipment purchases each year, and that's there on a permanent basis. So it's good, and it should help reduce their tax burden and help them invest in their operations.
Why does middle-class tax cuts expire after 10 years, but corporate tax cuts are permanent? Asked another listener.
Well, because we would like to make it all permanent. We're trying to do that if we can. But under the scoring rules, that's the problem we have. And if we can make it permanent, that's exactly what we'll do. And, even if we can't, it's my belief that we have to continue to try to find additional tax relief and make it permanent. So
sure, right back with more with Senator John Hogan.
And we're working on it.
More after this.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, Hey, Todd, tell me about the Stem Cell Health Institute. You know anything about those guys?
Oh, you know, you used to have to go out of the country to get this stuff. If you got pain in your knee, lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even suffering from joint pain. I'm doing this, too, by the way. I'm not just talking about it. I'm doing it. StemCellTherapyForPain.com. You can get signed up at 1-888-973-1560. It's regenerative medicine. 888-973-1560. StemCellTherapyForPain.com.
Senator Al Franken about to speak on the Senate floor. Hasn't started yet, but we have reports already that we know what he'll say. Resigning, we'll keep an ear on that and let you know what's happening there. Kurt and Mandan for Senator Hoven at 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kurt.
He had mentioned earlier that at the end of the day, it's really the will of the people. And so I couldn't agree more with that statement. How do we go about getting rid of the Electoral College? You, the host of the show, had mentioned the day before our last election that you were up for a program on that subject. I'm curious as to how that actually still exists today. And I'm convinced that a lot of people don't really realize that it's not really one person, one vote in that system. So at the end of the day, it comes down to the will of the people. How do we get rid of that Electoral College so that it really is the will of the people?
Hey, Kurt, what I would say to you actually is that the Electoral College favors states like North Dakota. When our founding fathers set up the Constitution and the country, they recognize that you have large states and small states, and they're big believers in states' rights, as am I. And so they said, you know, we've got to find a way to balance this out so the big states don't dictate to the small states, so we do what's good for the country overall and all of the states. Article 10 of the Constitution reserves all powers not specifically granted to the federal government to the states. That's very important. And, of course, I'm a little biased maybe because I'm a governor, but I really believe that states' right is so important because the states are the laboratories of democracy. And it also affects our ability to represent ourselves in Congress and get a fair shake. So I think that's why it's important we have the Electoral College, because it does make sure that small states are fairly represented in our republic and aren't, in essence, dictated to by the big states.
Wouldn't the small states still be represented if their local government was making those states something to pay attention to? I mean, it's kind of like with the Electoral College, those states, even if they're not really producing, still have a voice. And it seems to me that what makes states grow and prosperous is when people come into those states with good jobs, good ideas, and people are able to prosper. Some of our states in America have been stagnant for decades, yet they still play this Electoral College game. I'm totally with you on every small-town person should have a vote, but I believe that people would listen to small-town America a lot more if small-town America was vibrant.
Yeah, it's probably not a debate we can solve today, Kurt, and I do appreciate the reminder that I said we'd do a whole program on it, because I do. I'm spun up on it. I'm with you. I want it to go, and I want it to go because I think we are too often flyover country. When's the last time we had a presidential candidate campaign here? They do in the primary, but they don't do in the general. They fly over us, and they go to the battleground states. Why is that? Well, that's how the system's gamed right now, and that is the game. I think it would transform elections. So I'm in a little different position than Senator Hoven on this one, but it's certainly one we don't have time to tackle today. But I love the debate. Appreciate the call, Tony and Williston. First, Senator Hoven, go ahead.
Yeah, hi guys, how you doing? I just want to say thank you, Scott, for your voice. And recently, I got my North Dakota driver's license. I've been here about 3 years now, but on and off. But now I'm actually a North Dakota resident, and I'm very proud to be one. I think that we got a great senator, great governor, and great representation here. So I just wanted to start with that. And then secondly, I had a question about the child tax credit. Senator Hoven said that it had been doubled. So I wasn't sure. Is that up to 16 years old, or is that up to 18 years old, or do you know?
Well, Tony, first, thanks for your comments. Really appreciate it. I believe it's up to 18. I will have to double check that because that's my understanding. But I want to double check to make sure. And yes, we did double it from $1,000 to $2,000. So we doubled that child tax credit. And again, when you combine that with doubling the standard deduction, actually 9 out of 10 people won't itemize. So it really not only reduces taxes, but it really simplifies your tax return. Hopefully you'll be able to do it on one page.
For me, that's huge. I got 4 kids, so that's awesome. So I just, that's all I had, guys. God bless you. Thank you for everything you do.
God bless
you. Thanks, Tony.
Let's go to the Senate floor live for this. Hang on one second here.
Let me be clear. I may be resigning my seat, but I am not giving up my voice. I will continue to stand up for the things I believe in as a citizen and as an activist. But Minnesotans deserve a senator who can focus with all her energy on addressing the challenges they face every day. There is a big part of me that will always regret having to walk away from this job with so much work left to be done. But I have faith that the work will continue because I have faith in the people who have helped me do it.
Al Franken gave a shot at the president, saying there was some irony in the fact that someone that bragged about his sexual assaults was in the Oval Office, and also that some of these weren't true, but ultimately said he is resigning. Is that the right thing to do for him, Senator Hovind?
To resign. Well, as I said, he's admitted that he has done these things that in regard to sexual harassment, so I think it's appropriate.
Thanks for the time today. Good, go get him. We'll talk next week and keep updated on the TikTok of the tax bill. We appreciate all your good work on it, sir.
All right, Scott. Take care.
Take care. Senator John Hovind, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. Busy news day. We'll get to him next week, and Congressman Kramer as well.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You should be, too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table, made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Take it from Carson Wentz, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust him for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Look for the duck and tell him Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're champions in my book.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.